This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
How many Hall of Famers before this gaggle of guys that have come through have the Steelers had in their history where it was a guy who like spent only a cup of coffee here and was better known for playing the vast majority of his career with another team?
So like last stop kind of guys.
Yeah. Like this is something that's only popped up in the last few years.
Well, they haven't. Yeah, they've been known for doing the exact opposite.
They used to letting Hall of Fame type guys
like Rod Woodson go early.
I mean, it used to work that way in the 50s or the 60s where you have Johnny Unitas with the Steelers at the beginning of his career. Len Dawson was drafted by the Steelers. Bobby Lane finished his career with the Steelers.
Bobby Lane.
So you have those guys before Noel took over. But 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Do you know who they're reminding me of? The early Dan Snyder Washington teams where he was collecting baseball
Bruce
cards.
Bruce Smith.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Dudes like that. It's the first. And to me, it's a sign of bad ownership. Because like it trickles down from the owner. Dan Rooney wouldn't have been caught dead being the guy like to say, oh yeah, bring that guy in. He's going to be a Hall of Famer someday. Maybe he's got a little gas left in his tank. As we just said, he would have done the opposite.
Kevin Green is kind of one.
But see, he popped into my mind, but he was great.
He was great here, and then the Panthers, right? Yeah, he went to Carolina. That was really his port of call, where he played it out.
I actually think more people remember him as a Steeler than anything else. He went into the Hall of Fame as one.
Like usually, the Arizona
8 years with the Rams and 3 with the Steelers.
Arizona Cardinals, though, would have been, but his 3 years with the Steelers, it was quiver and quake doing the QB shake, pony. But like the Cardinals used to be the team that would just collect all the Steelers.
Steelers
discard,
West.
Yeah, the discard pile. Whether, you know, Faneca did that. He's a Hall of Famer. I'm struggling to think of a bunch of other Hall of Famers, but good players from the Steelers ended up in Arizona. Bad sign of the times here, man. And especially since two of the three that you're naming here are at quarterback, that means you are desperately searching for the most valuable commodity in the NFL, and you're reduced to this. Trying to flatter players who are well past their prime at that position, hoping you can catch lightning in a bottle for 5 months.
Donnie, do you have a list of Steelers in the Hall of Fame? How many more are there that fit this bill where it's like, oh yeah, this guy technically suited up for the Steelers, but he's not identifiable as a Steeler whatsoever? Because Peterson, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers, if he plays here, are all going to fall into that category. Where, like, 30 years from now, someone's going to be like, oh, wait, I forgot. Patrick Peterson played for the Steelers? Or, oh, yeah, that's right. Russell Wilson had a very forgettable year where he got destroyed in a playoff game.
I'm having trouble remembering
with the Steelers.
Many of them. Like, who would even fit that bill? They've been a last stop for some guys, but nobody who's rising to the level of a Hall of Fame
Do you
player.
Have the list?
Of their Hall of Famers? Yeah.
Any obscure names on there other than the ones we named from like the 50s and 60s?
No, I mean, I can't really think of like a single one on here either that like came to the Steelers last and did all
for
their
50
Hall of
years.
Fame work
if there
elsewhere.
Were Hall of Famers, it was because
they did the bulk right. of their work here.
Here.
I can't think of a single one.
I know
right
Mike
now.
Webster went to Kansas City late, but he was a Hall of Famer here.
Right.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of the bit. I think Pony's right. This recent trend here with Pat Pete, with Russ, and probably with Rodgers is going to be the first wave of this kind of thing. It just never. When has that worked? Other than like Brady going to the Bucks, obviously, stapled onto the end of a 20-year career. When does it work with a quarterback like that? At the very tail end.
Favre for 1 year in Minnesota, they went to the NFC Championship game.
He's the reason they didn't go to the... He was both the cause of and solution to all their problems, just like beer. I mean, he's the reason...
Yeah,
that
was a great year, though.
It was, but like I know for
if Aaron
a fact
Rodgers had
seen
that
Vikings
year
fans
here,
talk about it.
But if
like,
Aaron Rodgers had that
pissed.
Year here in Pittsburgh, sure. I would say A-plus season.
Yes, ham sandwich to a starving man, it would be incredible.
I would say, but even if you're
better,
not starving.
It would be more like a nice, juicy
steak.
You're
in overtime in the AFC Championship game? My God, I'd give a nut for that.
Even if he threw the back-breaking,
yes.
stupid, ill-advised pick,
yeah.
I feel like the next day you'd come on the air and be like, this is why we shouldn't have even gone down this road.
Totally disagree with that.
Tis not better to have loved and have lost. Tis better to have never loved at all.
I watched that 2005 draft special, Donnie, about him sliding in that draft. You ever see that one?
Yes,
Rodgers?
I have.
It's crazy that all those running backs got picked in the top five that
three
year.
Cadillac and Ronnie.
What were they
and Cedric
doing?
Cedric Benson. Oh. The late Cedric Benson.
Nick Saban had the second pick, and he friggin' took Ronnie Brown.
Well, I don't think the league had fully turned the way that it would later turn. I thought that happened with like Breeze and like the late aughts is when it turned full
somebody,
of passing.
Somebody says in that documentary, like this was pretty much the last that we saw running backs in like
value
in
that
bulk
way.
Go that high.
I mean, no disrespect to our guy who's been on the show several times and lives here, but Nick Saban's quarterback was Gus Frerotte in 2005.
That's Pro Bowler Gus Frerotte to you.
Needed a quarterback, and they picked Ronnie Brown.
Hold
Why doesn't
though.
That come like
you're with, not? But you're not telling the whole story. The perception was that they didn't need a quarterback. Isn't that the thing here? They, with Gus Frerotte as their quarterback, were not seen as a quarterback needy team. If memory serves, because wasn't the whole thing whoever didn't go number one stood a real chance of sliding?
Yeah. The other thing too, I forget who brings it up. Maybe like Bill Polian. I know he's in there. He brings up the fair point that with the way contracts were at that time and how they were for
you had to pay quarterbacks a lot of money.
Quarterbacks, like any team that had not even a good quarterback, like a run of the mill quarterback, they wouldn't be able to afford drafting one in the top 5 or 10 or with their first round pick. So that's why a lot of teams did stay away from Rodgers. Now he of course he ends up going to somewhere that already had a Hall of Fame QB, so I don't know what Favre's contract status was, but that was at least a point that got made.
Yeah, I was watching that, and I'm like, what the hell were these teams thinking?
Different,
and you know what, Rodgers actually comes off back then as a very normal person. I don't know what happened to him, but even his agents wearing flannel in the documentary, like his agent seems like a down to earth dude. He's hugging his mom there. He's got his whole family. Something happened, man.
Well, we know that.
A fissure
He's
in
not
the
very
relationship.
Close with his family anymore.
No, not at all. Very fractured.
Extremely fractured.
And you remember who correctly predicted that he would go 24th?
Mayock. That was his claim to fame. Yeah.
Before Bubble Butt.
Three days before the draft, he had Rodgers going 24th.
I mean, does that actually seem like that? It's a crazy prediction. It basically sounds like, though, all Mayock did was decide, like, who do I think of those two? Smith and Rodgers is going to go number one, and then observed what Pony just described, the phenomenon where all these teams who obviously needed a quarterback at the time, because of the way the league was, didn't think they needed a quarterback.
Yeah, that's kind of how he described it.
The call of going to Green Bay when they still had Favre, I will give him a ton of credit for that, because that's a big pull, but the rest of it kind of follows what Pony just said.
Kuiper all over Alex Smith, man. He thought he was a better player than Rodgers.
Alex Smith's like a hall of above average to at times very good, but I don't know how to describe him, because I think Alex Smith at his best was a very good quarterback that I would have bet my whole life savings at all points was never going to win a Super Bowl. I mean, the Niners did it with Kaepernick, like got close with Kaepernick. They strictly, specifically said, yeah, you're good, Alex, but like this guy is more dynamic and better and makes us harder to play against.
Yeah, he was like pretty good guy that would get replaced by the next big thing. I mean, he was the last quarterback in Kansas City before
but like
Mahomes.
But if you, even though I just said I would have bet my life savings he was never going to win one, if you told me right now the Steelers are getting the Kansas City version of Alex Smith,
yeah, we'd take it.
I'd be like, yeah. Sign me up, man. Anything's possible.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.